Hello, Mama.
Yeah. Whew. I give sight to the blind like I'm Yahweh. To the famished and evident always. The game of life ain't fair, but we all play. Trying to come up for the day that we all decay. Some walk a righteous path unpaid. Others still kill, do what we will just to make a way. Who am I to judge either way? Everything ain't what it seems at a first gaze. Some going through a phase, others good at saving face. Others be a different case if they lack in they faith. So who can judge another in the first place? This is why those who dictate get looked at with such a distaste. Ain't in our DNA not to live this way. Still incorporated slaves encased and enclosed. Voices spiritual hymns through their ways. Seems like no deity says, just the praise. The ones who misbehave, every single dog out of state. Just believe yourself and build a way. Kill the living on minimum wage. Don't lose yourself trying to get paid. Got too much potential raised on you if you put it on display. This war that they wage is crazy. Seems like it gets worse with each passing day. Melanated wars on full display. Cognitive dissonance got us all displaced. Hey, this war that they wage is crazy.
I know.
Seems like it gets worse with each passing day. Melanated wars on full display. Cognitive dissonance got us all displaced. What if I told you there's no race? Melanin determines color of face. Oppressors determine obstacles that you face. Culture, upbringing, conditions, your taste. Would you laugh in distaste? Call me evil, bitter opinions, disgrace. Still cling to dated faith. Blind, our species has same birthplace. Builders' pyramids didn't come from outer space. This is a shock, Africans did it without slaves. Just high math and science minus distractions of today. What if I told you all religion crafted to keep up pace with my ancestors' grace? Recount everything but the face. What they trace and wanted in a lace. Amazed at what we naturally did day to day, place to place. What if I told you we went America? Here in first place. How else you get told them poles and pyramids here in the first place? The old mix has same facial features here in first place. What if I told you we knew about distant planets discovered today? What if I told you ancient Greece is African remake? What if I told you Washington D.C. is an African remake? Washington Monument, an obelisk retrace. The Sphinx at the house of the temple just furthers my case.
Thousands of years ago, Isis, Horus, and Osiris were thought of as a holy trinity. By whom?
By the Greeks. The names Isis, Horus, and Osiris are Greek names. They're Greek names for African personalities. Now, we mentioned at the top of the show that I refer to myself as a memory recovery specialist. So let me just play that role for a second.
Please do.
We're here in Washington, D.C. And the most obvious symbol of the capital of the wealthiest, most powerful nation in human history is an object that is known as the Washington Monument. It stands in the geographical center of what was originally the 10-mile square of the capital of the United States of America. Now, that symbol is an ancient African symbol which represents the resurrection of an African king named Asar, whose name was later changed by the Greeks to Osiris. So that symbol is the oldest symbol of resurrection known to man. And I might add, Rock, that symbol was developed in Africa, principally in Kemet, the country that the Greeks renamed Egypt. That symbol is over 6,000 years old. And it represents a man, Asar, who was the founding father of Kemet, the nation of the black people. And Asar was murdered by his brother. His body was cut into a variety of pieces. One story says 14 pieces. It's scattered throughout the land. Asar's wife, Aset, who's known as Isis to the Greeks, searched throughout the Nile River and found 13 of the 14 parts of Asar's body. She laid each of the pieces out and literally remembered her husband, washed his body with oils, wrapped his body in bandages, and created the first mummy in human history. And as she was about to bury her husband, she grieved
as any wife would grieve because she was about to bury the man that she loved. She also grieved because, according to a story that is over 6,000 years old, a story with plenty of documentation that I see every year when I travel to Egypt, Aset was also a virgin. And before she buried her husband, the spirit of her deceased husband, Asar, came and impregnated her. And then 9 months later, the virgin Aset gave birth to this son, Heru. Now, according to some versions of the story, Heru was born 6,000 years ago on December the 25th. So we have, within the story of the founding Paris of ancient Kemet, Asar, Aset, and Heru, the fundamental story that would later be incorporated into the Bible as the story of Jesus. And there are numerous parallels that, again, any person who is questioning what I'm saying, if they were to have a conversation with any trained priest or rabbi or bishop, someone who's going to divinity school, they know this story. And that is also the reason why you'll find this same symbol that looks like the Washington Monument. It was known originally as a tekken. We know it better by its Greek name, obelisk. They will find a tekken in the center of St. Peter's Square. So you have to ask the question, what is this African symbol of resurrection doing in the center of the Vatican? And why is it that every Easter Sunday, when the Pope stands on his balcony and delivers his sermon about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there are 150,000 people standing in St. Peter's Square surrounding that tekken, that oldest symbol of resurrection, and every pope knows that story. So it begs the issue that not only do people of African ancestry need to have their memories restored, but people of all nations need to know the greater truth of an African story that has been hidden from most people on this planet.